This is session one continued, actually. So the second half of our panel, we've now got Martin and Rose to present. So I'll quickly introduce them. Actually, maybe I need to reintroduce myself for people who weren't here in the morning session. So my name is Jasmine Barrett. I'm a PhD candidate at the University of Melbourne, researching people with disabilities in North Korea. I'll be chairing this panel today. So our two presenters are Martin and Rose. Gabor already presented in the morning because we swapped him with Alexandra. So I'm going to start by introducing Martin and Rose and then hand the floor over to them. Martin Weiser, I'm sorry if I've mispronounced your surname, received his MA in political science from Korea University in 2014 with a thesis on North Korea. Since then, he's been an independent researcher researching North Korean politics, media and law, and inter-Korean relations based in Seoul. His commentary and analysis has appeared in East Asia Forum, NK Pro, 38 North, Sino NK, and the Critical Asian Studies Commentary Board, while his peer-reviewed article on North Korea's legal system appeared in the European Journal of Korean Studies in 2018. Martin is preparing to begin his PhD in Germany with a dissertation on the history of non-communist parties in divided socialist states. Thanks. And I'll also introduce Rose. Sorry, I'm scrolling to the right page. Okay. So Rose Adams graduated from Stanford University with a bachelor's degree in international relations, followed by a master's in East Asian studies with a focus on the Korean Peninsula. Her key research interests include marketization, propaganda and advertising, and women's rights. Her most recent article on the evolution and political messaging in North Korean commercial advertising, Consumption Without Capitalism, was published in North Korean Review. She now works for Unification Media Group, based in Seoul, and continues her North Korean studies on the side. Great. So I will now hand the floor over to Martin. You're welcome to, you're already sharing your screen? Great.
So yeah.
The floor is yours.
Yes. Good morning from Seoul. Sorry, I missed first session, but the morning is always a little bit busy with a kid. So you've heard I'm more like what they call political scientist. So I'm more interested in the political side of things. And as you can always see on the screen, there were two movies in North Korea where they just replaced an actor. And of course, it's nothing you usually you expect to look out for if you study North Korean movies. And that's also why we notice very late. And then, yeah, that's just my email address if someone needs that. Basically, so I'm doing mostly two things these days. So I'm trying to research the history of North Korean studies and how basically information is known about North Korea and how that spreads across the community and what the different groups are, which might not might have different opinion about information or interpretation and how they basically don't talk to each other. And the other one is what they call digital humanities. So basically building databases, collecting data and trying to make something out of massive amounts of texts or images person data, basically. And of course, since I talk about a movie in the presentation, one big part is that I try to compare these two versions that are available to us and see what's different. So if we just turn that in questions, it's first I try to explain how we know about this movies and that they cut out the actor. And then, so at least I try to give an explanation what might be the reason why they did that rather recently. And then, of course, I try to look into how they did it. So I'm not a movie expert, so probably other people know better. When they see the images, but at least I tried to figure out some interesting details. And then the last part, I can just say that would be a nice thing to have if we had a really big movie database with all North Korean actors in it. But I had a really hard time because it didn't exist yet. And that's more like a future plan of mine to build something around that. to in the end find like other movies that might not be that they might have changed actors, changed other things, but nobody really knows about it because you just don't look for small details in like hundreds of movies. So just a short introduction on the two movies I'm talking about. The one is basically called, the translation is Checker's Fate, and the other is Daeyongdan Chief Secretary, and those are rather old movies. So the one, so they have different series, but the one started in 1989, and then the last two parts of Checker's Fate appeared in 1995. So right in this, basically political crisis, which turned into a really severe famine. And the Daeyongdan Chief Secretary is basically was created probably after the famine mostly was over, and then it talked a little bit about the content basically is about this problem they had a few years or like the few years before. And actually those movies were really politically important and were praised by Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il, but they stopped airing them, the first one in 2008 and the other one only in 2012. And then because Choi Eun-chol is like the main actor that was scrapped from the movie, because he is a nephew-in-law of Chang Song-taek, this top official that was purged. People already rumored, okay, maybe his movies are not shown anymore because he basically is not not politically correct. So basically he was purged, maybe executed. So they already were really quick to point out something is wrong with him. And then just that you know, like the new actor in Checker's Fate is called Kim Won. The other one in Daeyongdan Chief Secretary is called Park Chung-taek. So, but I can't really say anything about them. Maybe a real movie expert can say more why they may be more popular right now and selected for replacing this other famous actor then. Just the dates, like the Checker's Fate new version was aired first in April 2021. And then the other one was aired just this year in January. And that's very important to know, like the timeline. Because, so I tried to really find every person that talked about these changes. And there basically were just three person that stood out. Like the one is this Waiga Waibook channel. It's a really small YouTube channel that is not really active anymore. And it's probably really small on the screen. But this third person in this one image is Yoo Young-ho, and he's a self-proclaimed expert on North Korean movies. I think he wrote a book quite a while ago. And apparently he's watching North Korean television all the time because he caught this movie change just a few days after it happened. But then the problem is nobody of the important people apparently in the North Korean studies community are watching his channel. So nobody really spread the word or noticed. And then we have Daily NK. They had the source shortly after the first altered version was aired, and they at least the source told them, okay, they are working on those two movies, and gave them some other details. But nobody really talked about it after that. So Daily NK talked about it in July 2021. And so I also didn't know. And then suddenly, I'm not sure if you can, it might be cut from the bottom of the page. Tatiana Gabrushenko wrote a small text for NK News on the second movie, because apparently she just found out when it was aired on YouTube or somewhere, so a little bit late. But she also didn't check, okay, if Park Cheong-chol is cut out of a movie, maybe there are other movies we should look into. So basically she spread the idea, okay, they did it the first time, and then the problem was everyone picked it up. So you have Yonhap News, basically that journalist, maybe she got into some problems because she just basically translated her article and did not even acknowledge that it's not her own work. And then from her, it spread to Jungang Ilbo and TV Chosun. So basically the two main conservative news outlets. And then, of course, you have smaller outlets like Yellow Press, Mirror, Mail Online, The Times, Business Insider. So not the real quality papers. But the problem is, if you search for it, then you're going to end up with this narrative, basically. And then you also have NBC. They have this weekly news section on Saturday where they talk about North Korean news. And they aired it, like a 4-minute segment on this. And at least they figured out, okay, there is this 2021 movie that also had this actor cut out of the movie. And then, how do we explain this? So people are really quick, or like all the other people are really quick to point out, okay, he got purged. He's not politically okay anymore for the leadership. So they had to stop his movie because he's in. So at least I assume they labeled him a traitor or enemy to the people or something really bad. And then, of course, we know North Korea cuts out the names from newspapers if a person was purged. And of course, with a movie, that's a big problem because you cannot really cut someone out of the movie that easily. So they just stopped airing it. But that explains why they basically had to cut him out, but it doesn't explain the timing. And actually, I didn't realize that's so relevant for my own research on North Korean political organizations, the party structures, and elite. But it really lines up nicely. So the Check His Fate first version was aired in April 2021. And so I cannot show really a lot of the images, but they didn't really spend a lot of effort. So maybe it just took them a few months, few weeks to do it. After maybe preparing the idea already way ahead. But it's basically lines really up, closely up with this culture and arts department of the party suddenly popping up in media, and nobody knows where it came from, how long it exists. And because I looked into all those directors all the time for research, nobody knows who the director is. And that was in, thanks to a funeral in February 2021. Suddenly we know this department exists. Then shortly after, the propaganda director, Park Tae-sung, who was really new on his job, disappeared. So he just doesn't show up in media anymore. So that's also interesting that shortly after they have this new movie, and only in June his successor is appointed. So something apparently happened then, and then we have Daily NK getting the news. Okay, now the propaganda department is working on these movies. But the problem was basically one movie already came out, and maybe they switched or just dissolved this culture department again because it never showed up again and nobody knows who is affiliated with it. So that's just to explain it. And that's one of the images where journalists had to figure out, okay, that's a, what is it? Munhwa Yesulbu, the culture department. And it was really hard to catch, actually. Then there, of course, all the South Korean journalists, they got really excited about this movie and said, oh, that's a deep fake. And then I thought maybe, oh, if they did that, maybe it was perfect manual labor, pixel by pixel. And they really wanted to basically make a good altered movie. But in the end, after I checked hours of those movies, it's basically they just used this green screen to put basically the actor, the new actor in the movie. And there are many mistakes. It partially looks kind of sloppy. And because I had no access to the real file, so I had to sit in a library and compare my screen against the computer screen of the library, it was really hard to catch all details. So there's probably a lot more to talk about. But I could figure out they used basically two approaches, just either shooting the actor in front of the green screen and then basically just copy-pasting that person into the movie, or in some scenes they even just had like the head, and they, I don't know how they did it, but they just put him in the same place like the head of the original actor. And then to me it looks really strange, like on a South Korean entertainment program where they have these super big heads and they're like basically moving around all the time, and it appears a little bit like that in the movie too, but maybe it's just my personal impression. And then just like three interesting techniques to use. So sometimes they just made the actor closer to cover up all of the previous actor. And then sometimes they, I believe they basically, if the camera is not moving, you have basically on the computer, you can get like the complete background. And then basically edit out the actor that way, then your new actor can just move around freely. So that's something they seem to have done. And then the other thing was that they just add objects to have less of editing work. So like, and that's three examples. So like the first image is the actor gets really big. He's just like half the size in the original. Then the second one is actually, I can show you a movie scene if we have the time, where it's basically just a head they changed, because it's really hard to replace a man in a haystack because everything is moving and that's hard to fit. And the third image is there the actor is standing in front of a small bush, and it hasn't it didn't have so much leaves in the original version, so you kind of see the body parts moving all the time. And then they just said, okay, let's just put more leaves there, and then we don't have to do all the hard work trying to make it look original. And then just some mistakes I found. That's one scene, and they had three mistakes, because they really want to change the tables all the time if a person, if they're sitting down, and then even change what's on the table. Then they exchanged the fish, so they were not looking that nice, but then they chose really good-looking fish, and then the problem was they were in the wrong place, and then the actor was basically holding the air for a second, and then in a scene later, he was eating the original fish, which is also not matching up with the images. And then if you look at the first image, there should be two cups, but there's only one in the end. And yeah, so I don't have much time. I'm just going to speed up a little bit. And they're really, so there are a few differences, which are really interesting. On the right side, he's doing a full 90 degree bow, and that wasn't in the real movie. It was maybe like 30 degrees. So I'm that's really interesting if they want to push a more polite version, because it wasn't it's not acceptable in that setting anymore to not really bow. And then so they exchanged the food for better visually more appealing versions. Like on the bottom left, you have this I'm not even sure what kind of dish it was, but in the original, just like a black liquid with some green vegetables inside. And here you can see there's a lot of meat, and if you imagine it's like basically a famine situation or really a hard time, then it doesn't really fit. But maybe North Koreans cannot relate to this anymore, so that they would not understand what's going on there. And in the middle section, you can see they added like two big chunks of tofu. And I'm not sure if they did that to hide the hand, basically, because the actor is really playing this, the new actor. And then, so like, because I watched it so long, I could kind of hear the director say, yeah, you have to put the hand in the tofu, otherwise it's we have to do all the editing work, it's not looking good. Anyway, so yeah, then I'm almost done. So that's basically my conclusion. Why did they do it? So apparently they had some interest in doing it, but they did really a sloppy job if they want to pretend it's the original movie, because it, for like the Checkers Fate, it has four parts, and the Perch actor appears only in the last two. And then they just completely changed the credits. It doesn't look like it's the same version. So people are going to know, okay, they changed something. That's really interesting. And then, of course, there are many sloppy mistakes where you can figure out that they changed something. And it's really not a perfect result, but apparently it's a politically important movie. So for me, it really looks like they just tried to experiment, which fits with this culture department just popping out of nowhere and disappearing. So it's basically maybe someone had a good idea, and then they never really put a lot of money, energy into it. And then, so once I have the full movie files and compare it really close together, then maybe there are other things they also changed. So it's not just updating the things they eat or the degree of politeness, but maybe some other interesting things to find. And then, yeah, so I wanted to show, basically the start of a movie database and show what else we might find in this information. But the problem is there's no public movie database, and I cannot even check all the movies Cheung-chul, this Perch actor, was in, because I don't know all the titles. So they say there are maybe 25 movies. I only know the titles of three. And then maybe there are less important actors that nobody really knows about, that they were Perch, that they... that the movie stopped, and So we can figure out the movie is not aired anymore, but then we could figure out, okay, if it's always movies with this one person not being aired, then maybe that's a hidden story we could figure out this way. Yeah. And then, of course, even if they air altered version, apparently people really take a lot. It takes a lot of time to people to notice. So, of course, there can be a lot of stories in there we just don't know about, because nobody can check all the movies basically running on North Korean television really quickly. Yeah, that's the end of my presentation. And if we have 1 minute, then I can show you this kind of funny. Okay, now I have to just get to the movie file. Maybe that's just a few seconds.
No problem, Martin. We're not pressed for time. So yes, go okay, ahead and play the movie file.
Okay. Okay. I can do it. Okay. So done. You say press for time. I'm got a little bit worried. Okay. But you. Okay. That's just the sound. Yeah. That's the problem. I don't know how to switch. Stop sharing. Okay. Let me just. Yeah. Well, let's just stop here. So that's just to show. It's really interesting. So they really put him like a supersized version into the screen to hide everything, and then you have a scene sitting in a haystack where they also added some leaves, and this scene where they just basically put the face into the movie, and it looks a little bit unnatural to me at least. And it's really like he's in an entertainment show and they kind of supersize his head or something. Yeah, so it's, and actually it's knowing this makes it really fun to watch. Yeah, and then I'm gonna give the end my presentation. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Martin. Wonderful.